Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Sibi and Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Nazir daf Tes. We begin the second parak of Nazir, Harini Nazir. Says the Mishnah on the top of Tes and Adav. Person says, funny language, it's going to be the whole topic of today's daf. Harini Nazir mena grogros u mena dvela. A guy says Harini Nazir, but he says this Nazirus should apply to dried figs and pressed figs. Nazirus has nothing to do with figs. Nazirus is about wine, is grapes. The guy says Harini Nazir, but then he says, I'm a Nazir from the figs and dried figs and pressed figs. Good morning to Chan and Chenech, to Reb Mordechai, to Yitzchak Aryeh, to Avi, to Dr. Joe, to Rav Eliezer Dov, to Yisrael Moshe, and to Tzvika. Harini Nazir mena grogros u mena dvela. So Beishamai Omrim, the Mishnah and the Gemara are going to have four different versions of Beishamai and Beis Hillel. So you got to halt cup a little bit with the four versions. So the first version, Beishamai Omrim Nazir. Beishamai says, "You said Harini Nazir. You said something else that you added in about the figs. Doesn't matter." The Gemara doesn't explain why, but once you said Harini Nazir, so you're a Nazir. Doesn't matter what you said afterwards. Doesn't affect it. Well, Beis Hillel Omrim, no. You're defining your Naziris as figs. Ain't no such animals Nazir with figs, so it's nothing. Zero. Machlok Beis Hillel. We'll have to see what it's based on. Says the Gemara. So that's one version of Beis Hillel Beis Hillel. Says the Mishnah, version number two of Beis Hillel Beis Hillel. I'm a Rabbi Yehuda. No. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees a little bit. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af kisha amu beishamai, that there's an iser, lo amr ela be'omer harei hein olai karban. Meaning, the way Rabbi Yehuda understands, beishamai do not say that it's a regular nazirus. Rather, what beishamai meant to say that when a person says Harini Nazir min haGrogros, he means like it's a neder from the Grogros. That's what he means. Not that it's Nazirus. It's like a regular neder that I'm not taking, because even though he said the language of Nazirus, but Nazirus doesn't apply to figs. So once he says I'm talking about figs, it's just like he took a regular neder asking upon himself figs. That's what it means. It's Be'omer HaRehen Alay Karban. That's what he means. That's what he means. Again, the language of anytime you don't understand something, just say the language of Nazirus is not clear. That's the answer to all the questions. No. Rabbi Yehuda only changes Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the way Tanakhama said Beis Hillel, that it's zero. Beis Hillel is zero, but within Beis Shammai, he says that it's just by the fact that he reinterprets his Nazirus to mean only figs. So it means he's reinterpreting what he meant, that it doesn't mean Nazirus. So it's got nothing to do with wine and grapes. It's all about just figs. fine. Says the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to have... Well, first, the Gemara is going to analyze the Mishnah. Harei Nazmin HaGrogos and Advela Beishame Omrim Nazir... Va'amai, ask the Gemara, why is it Nazirus? Hello, you just said you're talking about figs. Mikola Shayasim Yigefana Yayinam Rachmana. Nazirus has to do with grapes and wine, not with figs. So how in the world is this acceptance of Harini Nazir mina grogros mina dvela? How could Beis Shammai say that that's a good acceptance of Nazirus? Answers the Gemara, Beis Shammai Savrila Karabi Meir. Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir in a totally different context. Da Amar, who says in Maseches Erechin on Daf Hey, Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatala. We'll discuss in 1 second what the original case was, but as far as here is concerned, once a guy makes a statement, he's not going to make an inane statement that has zero relevance. So, if a person accepts upon himself something with a not precise exact language, we reinterpret his language to mean something that does mean something. Because people don't just say things that mean nothing. That's what Beis Shammai assumes. If somebody says something, so we're going to reinterpret his his statement, even though he didn't get it exactly right, he probably meant, oh, he forgot. Was it grapes? Was it figs? He got it a little bit messed up. But at the end of the day, we assume a person meant to take upon himself something that does have meaning. Where was this initial, what halacha was this Rabbi Meir originally said? That's important for us to know as well. So, interesting. We know there's a parasha in the Torah, parasha B'chukosai, called Erchim, Arachim, which means if a person says, Erki Alai, I want to give my value to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Torah says, if you're 30 days old until 5 years, then you're worth this value. From 5 until 30 years old, you're worth this value. From 30 to 50, you're worth this value. And a man is worth this value, and a woman's worth... So that's if you say Erki Alai. But if you say Demei Alai, my monetary value, then it's how much you're sold as a slave, right? But let's say you say... Now, if you would say Demei Kliza, let's say I have this vintage seltzer. Vintage seltzer. It's not like Rishus seltzer, but it's vintage seltzer. So you have this, how much is it worth? $1.50 in gourmet glass, $3.50, okay, whatever it is. But you have a bottle of seltzer, it's worth $1.50. So I say Demei this bottle Alai. So then you're, what's it worth? $1.50. But let's say you say Erech Kliza Alai. The Erech. What do you mean? The Torah only has Erechim by people. It doesn't have Erechim by bottles. But we reinterpret what you meant to say. Rav Meir says, a person is not Motzi Devar Levatal. So even if he didn't say it in the exact right way, we reinterpret and said, oh, he didn't mean to say Erech Kliza Alai. He meant to say Demei Kliza Alai. So to over here, that's what Rav Meir holds.
But why are we reinterpreting the beginning and not the or? Reinterpreting the end, not the beginning.
Okay, that's a good question. Well, so Rabbi Yehuda, remember, said that we do reinterpret the end. That's exactly the machlokas. We'll see why one reinterprets the beginning and one reinterprets the end. So Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say, if you didn't say the right language, sorry, it means nothing, right? So Rabbi Meir, so that's Rabbi Meir over here. Oh, so says the Gemara. Now, the Gemara could have just said, Beis Hillel hold like Chachamim, right? That's what Tosfos asks. So Beis Hillel holds the other thing. Gemara calls a different reason for Beis Hillel. Well, Beis Hillel, Savri La Kirabi Yossi, a whole different story. Beis Hillel holds like Rabbi Yossi by a different machlokas, the Amar, Bigmar Dvar of Adam Nitfas. That's a whole different story. A guy goes over to an animal and he says, Harezu Tmuras Ola Tmuras Shlamim. Now, the animal can't be both a Tmuras Ola and a Tmuras Shlamim. So what does it mean? So Rabbi Yossi holds, Tfos Lashon Achron, or Avi, this is related to what you said, that we look at the end of what a guy said. Whenever a person says two things that contradict each other, we look at the end, meaning either he's trying to back out. Bahai Nedru Pischo Imahu. So Avi, the guy said I'm a Nazir, but then he said I'm not a Nazir within Torah Kedei Dibur. He said I'm talking about figs, not dates. So we look at the end as backing out on the beginning, and therefore he's Chayev nothing. And therefore he's chayiv nothing. Right, so Tosas over here, Dior Maschel, Ein Adam Motzi Dvar Levatala. So Tosaf asks, why did the Gemara just say the Beis Hillel holds a Chacham who disagrees with Rameir? Why did the Gemara have to introduce a whole nother explanation Beis Hillel? So Tosas answers, the Gemara did not want to establish Rameir going like Beis Shammai and not like Beis Hillel. And therefore, the Gemara quoted for the reasoning of Beis Hillel a whole nother reason. So Rabbi Meir could also be agreeing to this. Ask the Gemara, okay, so what does Beis Shammai do with Beis Hillel's logic? Says the Gemara, U Beis Shammai nami neder pisco imahu. Like, isn't Beis Hillel making a good taina? Like, once you said Naziris, but then you're backing out in your Naziris. So how come Beis Shammai doesn't view this as backing out on your Naziris? Right? You said Naziris, but then you said figs. So isn't it like the Pesach of the Neder is right there? Answers the Gemara. Ella, Beis Shammai Savrila Kirab Meir, Dame Neder Motzitor of Latala, like we said before, Beis Shammai holds like Rab Meir that whenever a person says his words, it's got to mean something. So we split it up into two. But here's the other point. The Kevadam Harini Nazir. Havali Nazir. Kikamar minat grogos minat vela. when you're backing out on it, he's trying to back out on his Naziris. Wow. Beishamai is going according to his own reasoning. Once you become a Nazir, you can't go to a Chacham to be matir that Naziris. Or not only that, but you can't back out on that Naziris even Toch Kedei Dibur. Remember, we discussed what things can you back out on Toch Kedei Dibur. Not, Beishamai holds, Naziris is such a serious thing, you can't back out on it. Even Toch Kedei Dibur, you can't back out on it. Since you can't back out on it, once you said it, Ein Ol Demotzi Dvar Levatala, we reinterpret your words to mean that. I want to try to back out of it. You can't back out of it. Ubeis Hillel, who say that the Naziris is Nachal, Savri Kirabi Shimon, and Beis Hillel about this issue, holds like Reb Shimon. This is another Mishnah in Menachos. Disnan. What happens, Rabbi Sai, there's almost no such thing. There's certainly no such thing as an optional carbon mincha from barley. Optional carbon minchas are only from wheat. Only wheat, an optional mincha, a nedava of a mincha. There are some carbonos mincha that are barley, like a minchas sota, and the minchas haomer, carbon omer comes from the barley. But an optional mincha does not exist from barley. So let's say a guy says, Harealai mincha, minasaorim, from barley. So he said the wrong language. So says the Gemara, Beisil Savak Rabbi Shimon, Disnan. What happens if a guy takes upon himself a mincha from the barley, a Mishnah in Menachos? So Tana Kama says, you're chayef to bring it from chitim. Ah, you said barley? Ain't no such animal. So we reinterpret your words, say, oh, you must have gotten confused. You thought there's a mincha from barley, but you really meant to give a mincha min achitim. So you're chayef to bring a mincha min achitim. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you said the wrong language. You're chayef nothing. So Beis Hillel, who says over here by the Naziris where you said the wrong language, Harini Nazir min agrogros is the same thing as Harini mincha min asorin. Just like that language is no good, this language is no good. So Beis Shammai says you reinterpret it. But Beis Hillel says, no, you said the wrong language. Rabbi Shimon poter. Why? Shelo is nadiv, kederach ham is nadvin. You did not use the right language. Since you did not use the right language, so it's nothing. And again, Tosas here has the same kasha. Why did the Gemara just say that the reasoning of Beis Hillel is because they hold yesh she'el of hektish? You're allowed to back out within Toh Kediyah. What are they bringing in a whole other story here? A hektish betos is not hektish. So the answer, the Gemara prefers this reasoning because this reasoning will work even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing if there's an Isser Neder. So we want to include even Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, as we're going to see in a second. Fine. So Rabbosai, so far we had two versions of Beis Shammai, right? The Mishnah had two versions of Beis Shammai. Now the Gemara, as Rav Eliezer Dov pointed out, there was no machlokas about what Beis Hillel said so far, right? Everyone agreed that Beis Hillel said that it's zero, right? It's zero. The question is, did Beis Shammai say that you're a full Nazir? Or no, Beis Shammai said it's only, you're only usher in figs. But everyone agrees that Beis Hillel says it's nothing, right? Now the Gemara is going to present two more versions of the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Two more versions. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah's version of the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is against Rab Nosson's version. Mastis and Diloki Aitana. The Mishnah's version of Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is against the following Tana. The Sadi we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Rabbi Nosson says, Beis Shammai Omrim, Nador V'Nazir. What does this mean? Say the Rishonim, the Rosh. The Rosh says, Nador V'Nazir means, we ask the guy, What did you mean? Did you mean Naziris? If you meant Naziris, then you're a Nazir. If you meant just to Aser yourself on figs, then you're only Aser on figs. That's Nadur. There's an Iser Nadur on figs. Vinazir. So if you intended just figs, then you're just Aser on figs. But if you did not have kavana just for figs, you had kavana for general nazirus, so then you're usher on nazir. Ubeis Hillel omrim no. Beis Hillel says what we thought Beis Shammai said before. Ubeis Hillel omrim nadur ve'ein nazir. Beis Hillel says no. You're only usher on figs, but you're not usher on anything else. Right? This is against both Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, right? Because they both thought Beis Hillel said you're usher on nothing. Now we're saying no, Beis Hillel is the one who says you're only usher on figs. Says the Gemara, what's the logic of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel according to this explanation? Beis Shammai Savri Laki Rabbi Meir, Einah Demotin Dvar of Levatala, you have to have meant something. Uki Rabbi Yehuda! Right, like Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, that it's only an Isser Neder. Ubeis Hillel, Savri Lakrab Yossi, they'd say we always follow the end. And since in the end you said Grigris, so you only mean figs. That's version number three of the Machlokas. And now the Gemara has the fourth and final version of the Machlokas. It's the second explanation of Rabbi Nosson. Lishna Achrina Amrila. There was another version of Rab Nussan's version of the Machlokas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Lishnach Rinamrila. Another version of the Machlokas. Rabbi Nussan Omer, Beis Shammai Omrim, Nador Ve'eno Nazir. The Rab Nussan has another version of Beis Shammai says, that you are, meaning what we thought Beis Hillel said, right? Beis Shammai said what we thought Beis Hillel said. Beis Shammai omrim nadur ve'eino nazir. Beis Shammai says you're only usher in figs, but not in nazirus. Well, Beis Hillel omrim, in this version, Beis Hillel stays the same as the Mishnah. Beis Hillel omrim lo nadur ve'lo nazir. Says the Gemara, Beis Shammai k'Rab Yehuda, right? That you're only usher in the figs. Ubeis Hillel, Rabbi Shimon, who says that when a person makes a mistaken neder, it's not chal at all because you didn't accept it in the right way. Like Dr. Joe said yesterday, once you don't say the right language, at the end of the day, you didn't say the right language, so it's no good. Oh, so now the rest of today's daf, we're going to analyze this final statement, this Mishnah in Menachos. Right, again, let's review. What did the Mishnah Menachos say? The Mishnah Menachos said that if a person accepts upon himself a nedava of a voluntary carbon mincha in the wrong language, instead of saying hareini mincha menachitim, you said hareini mincha menasaorim. So Tanakama said, we reinterpret you to mean you have to bring a mincha menachitim, and Rabbi Shimon says it's nothing. Right? That was the Mishnah in Menachos. So, says the Gemara now. Tanan Hasa. So we learned in the Mishnah Menachos. Ha'oimer harei alai mincha lavi min ha'saorim. A guy accepts upon himself to bring a carbon mincha from barley. Zaktig Mishnah yavi min achitim. Tanakama says we reinterpret. Oh, he just got the details wrong, but he really wanted to bring whatever he was allowed to bring. So we reinterpret him to mean that he brings from chitim. Kemach, if he says, I want to bring a mincha from coarse flour, which does not exist, yavi solas, he should bring the refined flour, because that's the right thing for an optional mincha. Shaloi b'shemen u'levona, if he wanted to bring a mincha, a voluntary mincha without oil and frankincense. Frankincense has nothing to do with Frankenstein. I grew up thinking frankincense Apparently, there's a spice called frankincense. Why they named it frankincense, I don't know. Why they named Frankenstein Frankenstein, I have no idea. But Lavona's frankincense, I have no idea what it is. It's a sweet, it's a smelling, it's a spice that has a particular pungent smell. Shalom b'shem Lavona, you want to bring a mincha without oil and frankincense? Ain't no such animal. Yiviana b'shem Lavona, so you have to bring it with the oil and frankincense. Chatzi Yisaron, a half a tenth of an epha. Yavi Yisaron Shalom, you have to bring a complete tenth of an epha. Yisaron u'mechza, you want to bring a tenth and a half. Yavi Shnayim, you have to bring two Yisronos, because there ain't no such thing. And Rabbi Shimon, in all these cases, Rabbi Shimon Poter, Shalos Nadvim, K'derech HaMas Nadvim, because you didn't say the right language. If you didn't say the right language, you don't bring anything. Says the Gemara. Now, is this Mishnah going like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel? Ask the Gemara. Man Tano. D'chi Amar Harei Mincha Minasa Orim Min Mevi Minachitim. Who's Tanakama? Amar Chizkia B'machlokes Shinuya. This exact issue is the same machlokes as Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. In our Mishnah, when you use the wrong Lashon, Hareini Nazir Minadvela El Minagrogros is the same thing as Hareini Mincha Minha Sorim. You said almost the right language, but you got grapes mixed up with figs. You could see a person mixing up grape with figs, and you could see a person mixing up wheat and barley. You got it confused. So it's B'machloka Shnuya. Ube Shamahi. Tanakama, who says, you just reinterpret. That's Beis Shammai, who says you reinterpret. Reinterpret. Oh. Says the Gemara. Lav Ami Beis Shammai. Chizkia, again. Amar Chizkia. This is important to remember the name Chizkia. Chizkia says that Tanakama's opinion will be the machlokas in our Mishnah. How is it like Beis Shammai? Lav Ami Beis Shammai. Ki Amar Minagros Minadvela. Have Nazir. We say, you are a Nazir, you just got it mixed up. We make you be a regular Nazir. You meant to say you're a Nazir from the grapes, but you said figs, you got it confused. So we reinterpret and say you're a Nazir from grapes. So too by the Karban Mincha, Tanakama says, you said barley, you got it confused, so you're bringing a dava from the wheat. Lavan b'shamay, ki yom ha-menach grogus minatveil havi Nazir, hachanami, ki yom ha-sa'orin, minasa'orin, mevi minachitin. Fine. So Chizkia says Tanakama matches up with Beis Shammai. Now, we don't love Tanakama matching up with Beis Shammai because Yachid v'Rabim, we usually follow Chachamim, and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we usually follow Beis Hillel. So Chizkia is taking a little bit of a dramatic position here, saying that Tanakama is like Beis Shammai. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Rabbi Yochanan, you don't have to say that Tanakama is going like Beis Shammai. Afilu tema divrei akol. Rabbi Yochanan says, you could say Tanakama is even going like Beis Hillel, but the cases are different. The cases are different. Make them go around, right? Make them go around. What? Oh, okay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Tema Divrei Akol. You could even say the Tanakama is agreeing to Beis Hillel. Even Beis Hillel, who says by the case of Nazir that it's nothing, could agree by the case of a Mincha that you are Chayv a Mincha. Why? Be'oimer, maybe that Mishnah Menachos is talking about a case where right away when we ask the guy what he meant, he says, oh, I didn't realize it was the wrong language. Had I known that really you're supposed to say chitim, I would have said chitim. I just thought you can do an optional one from the barley, but I really meant to say chitim. I would have said chitim. The fact that I said saorim was because that I made a mistake, and I thought that Just like there's a minchas ha'oimer comes from barley, or the minchas sota comes from barley, I thought you could bring in the dava from barley also. So since I just really wanted, since the guy explains that he wanted to just bring whatever he was allowed to bring, so then he's obligated to bring chitim. However, in the case of where a guy says, Harini Nuzman at Grogros, what in the world was he thinking? Grogros have mamish nothing. You see, that's the difference. That's the difference. That's the way the Rishonim and the Achronim explain. That the difference in the cases is that there is such a mincha from barley. To say that, the guy said, oh, I thought just like there's a mincha of sota from barley, there's a mincha of omer, carbon omer comes from barley, so I thought you could do an adav from barley too. So at least there, he could, there's what for him to base it on. So that's why we mechayev him in wheat. He thought you could do it, but by nazirus with figs, there's no shaychus, there's no such animal. So you can't reinterpret this. No, by a mincha, there is such a mincha with barley, so we could reinterpret it. But so maybe that's where Rabbi Yochanan says, even Beis Hillel could agree to Tanakama over there, because there it's shaykh to make such a mistake. So we reinterpret it. But over here, there's no shaykhus at all, and therefore Beis Hillel would say, you are not a nazir at all. Okay. Now what about, okay, so based on this, what about if you would say a language of a carbon mincha that mamish has no shaychas to a carbon mincha? So that's the final case we're going to discuss today. Says the Gemara, Amar Chizkia, lo yishanu. When do we say that Tanakama holds that you have to bring a mincha from the wheat, even though you said barley, elasham and asaorim? That's only if you said barley. Avol amar mincha adoshim, but Chizkia, consistent to what he said, Chizkia said, if a guy would say, I want to bring a mincha from lentils? Lentils is a legume. It's not even a grain at all. There's no shaychus. So if a guy says, avol amar mincha adoshim, lo maisi velo klum, then Tanakama would agree to Reb Shimon that you don't bring anything. If you said something that's so way out of the pale that there's no such thing as a mincha that way, then Tanakama would agree that lo maisi velo klum. That's Chizkia. Because everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. Ask the Gemara, Michti. Let us see. Chizkia, keman mokim lola masnisin. Now Chizkia, who says that if you made a neder of min adashim, you're completely putter. So keman mokim lola masnisin. Who did Chizkia explain the Mishnah Menachos? He said it's going like Kibbeis Shammai. If that's true, v'ha adashim l'gabe mincha, Kigrogos lagabe nazir dami, but wait a second. Vikarmi be shamai have nazir. Wait a second. How can Chizkia say that making a neder of a carbon mincha from the adoshim is nothing, but Chizkia is the one who said that that's going like be shamai? And be shamai said when you make a nazirus with grogers, you are a nazir. So how come when it comes to a mincha we say it's nothing because there's no shaychus? But when you, but Beis Shammai held in the Mishnah, when you make a neder nazirus and you say grogers, we just ignore the grogers and we say you are a nazir. Answers the Gemara, Hadar Bei Chizkia. Chizkia backed out by saying the Mishnah is like Beis Shammai. Chizkia backed out. Chizkia changed his mind. Meaning, originally he said the Mishnah's going like Beis Shammai, but now he's backing out. Really, Chizkiah now would say, he backs out and say, if a guy would say, Hareini Nazir min Agrogerus, it would be nothing. It would be zero. Says Gemara, V'amai Hadarbe. Why did Chizkiah back out? Why can't he continue to explain the Mishnah Menachos is going like Beis Shammai? And say that if you say from lentils, maybe really you would be chayiv to bring a carbon mincha. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, no, Mastis and Kasha say. The Mishnah clearly shows, Chizkiah held, the Mishnah clearly shows that if a guy would say, I want to bring a mincha from lentils, it's zero. Why? My ear, you did Tani Minasa Orim, why did the Mishnah give you the example of where it works according to Tanakhama? Why didn't choose a case of barley? Why didn't choose a case of lentils? Lisne min adashim. From the fact that the Mishnah only quoted you a case of barley where there is some shaychas of bringing a carbon mincha for barley, there is such a thing as a carbon, as a sota or a carbon omer. So only there would Tanakhama say we make you bring wheat. Ella, Savar Chizkiah, after he backed out, Kikami Beis Shammai Hosam. Why? Kirabi Huda. In the Mishnah's case, why did I say the Mishnah's like Beis Shammai? It's not like Tanakama's version of Beis Shammai. It's like Rabbi Huda's version of Beis Shammai. That when a guy says, I want to be a Nazir, and then he says from the figs, he means only to Asr himself in figs, but not Naziris. Because Naziris, figs to Naziris, is no Shaychas. So too, lentils to a mincha is no Shaychas, not Chayiv anything. And when he said the Mishnah is like Beis Shammai, it means like Rabbi Yehuda's version of Beis Shammai, they were only Asr in figs, and not in Naziris. Oh. However, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, according to Tanakama, afilu min ha'adashim. Rabbi Yochanan holds, even if a guy says he wants to bring a carbon mincha from the lentils, according to Tanakama, he would have to bring a carbon mincha from the wheat. Wow. Wait a second. Didn't we just say Rabbi Yochanan differently? Rabbi Yochanan da Amar, but Omer, didn't we just say that Rabbi Yochanan said that the only time he has to bring the carbon mincha from the chitim is if the guy said afterwards, oh, had I known that you needed to say wheat, I would have said wheat. Only if he said that. But not if he would say from the lentils. How can you say that he said if you make a nether from the lentils, you'd be chayev? He can't say that, oh, I made a mistake. Nobody would think to confuse lentils with wheat. Barley and wheat is a normal mistake. But so how can Rabbi Yochanan say for lentils? Answer the Gemara, you're right. You're right. Rabbi, and this is the last line. Answer the Gemara, you're right. Really, Rabbi Yochanan holds, if a guy says, I want to bring carbon mincha from the lentils, it's nothing. Like he said before. Really holds it's nothing. So what did he just mean now when he said, if a guy meant to bring a carbon mincha from the lentils, he really is chayef? He himself doesn't hold like that. He was just saying that according to Chizkiah, you should be able to say that. And Chizkiah did not need to back out. Rabbi Yochanan was arguing on Chizkiah and saying, Chizkiah, you could have stuck with your guns. You didn't have to back out. Answer the Gemara, L'dvar of the Chizkiah, who the Ka'amar. The way Chizkiah originally said that the Mishnah is going like Beis Shammai according to Tanakama, but he backed out and said that according to Beis Shammai, should have been Chayav. Says Yochanan, at my time of Kahadrasbach. Rabbi Yochanan's yelling at Chizkiah, why are you backing out? Mishnah Delok Tani Min Adashim, because why did the Mishnah Menachos only list barley? It didn't list lentils. You don't have to say that. Rabbi Yochanan was just giving a defense for Chizkiah that he would not have to back out. Rabbi Yochanan is giving a reinterpretation of the Mishnah and Menachos that Chizkiah should not have to back out. You could reinterpret the Mishnah and Menachos to mean even from lentils, you should have to bring from wheat. Even if you're noider, you want to bring a mincha from lentils, you should have to bring from wheat. How can you reinterpret the Mishnah that way? At my time in Kahadis Bach, why did you, Chizkiah, back out of your initial statement about the lentils? Mishum delok tani min adashim. Because the Mishnah only said barley, but it never mentioned lentils. Must mean that lentils is no shaychus, and therefore it wouldn't be a neder at all. Says Rabbi Yochanan, no! Maybe that's not the correct way to read the Mishnah Menachos. Maybe the Mishnah Menachos, according to Tanakhama, also agreed that if you say lentils, certainly you do have to bring a carbon mincha from wheat. So why did it say barley and not lentils? For a different reason. Says the Gemara, at my time of Kahadras Bach, Mishnah Delok Tani Min Adashin, Dil Malomi Bai Kamar. Maybe the Mishnah certainly, the Mishnah was saying Lomi Bai. Maybe the Mishnah certainly agreed that if a person says, I want to bring a mincha from lentils, you do have to bring wheat. If a guy says, I want to bring a mincha from the lentils, certainly he does have to bring a carbon mincha. Because maybe utfos lashon rishon, maybe he's trying to back out, but he can't back out. So we're going to paskin tfos lashon rishon. We go back to his first language. What did he say? I want to bring a voluntary mincha. What does that mean? Wheat. Then he says from the lentils. He's trying to back out. Sorry, too late. You said mincha. Mincha only comes from wheat. Tfos lashon rishon. We grab your first lashon. But if you say barley, where it is shaychus, maybe we would say, oh, he wants to bring it because barley is more legit. So maybe here would say, you don't have to bring a mincha because he meant barley. And there is minchas in barley, but it just doesn't come optional. If I could bring one like the Omer and the Sota barley, I want it. Ilolo, but if I can't bring barley, I don't want to bring barley at all. Karash balan de maisi minachitim. The chiddush is, even in that case, where there is another mincha that's barley, still he means wheat. But when a guy says lentils, he's trying to back out, for sure he brings wheat. So Rabbi Yochanan shows a case that Chizkiah didn't have to back out. So at the end of the day, when all the smoke clears, we have Machlokas, Chizkiah, and Chizkiah does back out, but Rabbi Yochanan said, I don't understand why you backed out, Chizkiah. I could give you an explanation to explain that way as well. But Chizkiah himself, seems that he did back out. Rabbi Yochanan was just saying Chizkiah did not have to back out. Okay, so we had a lot of different explanations about what's the din if a guy says Nizirus, then he says figs, and the Gemara wants to know how interrelated is that with a guy who says carbon mincha from barley or carbon mincha from lentils. How do we apply these two machloksin? Everyone should have a wonderful day.